Good morning. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr here on this final day of January. Another cold one. Yet another cold morning to do chores. Yet another cold morning. The outdoor livestock and pets need extra TLC. Leaders of the Senate Ag Committee urging the U.S. Trade Representative to hold Canada accountable under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Senators Debbie Stabenow, Michigan Democrat, John Bozeman, Arkansas Republican, say Canada is obligated by USMCA to provide market access to American dairy farmers. Despite numerous rounds of consultation and an initial dispute settlement panel ruling last year, Canada continues to reserve parts of its tariff rate quota allocations for domestic processors, undermining importers' market access in dairy. In a letter to Ambassador Catherine Tai, the senator is calling on U.S. Trade Representative to initiate a second dispute settlement panel to hold Canada accountable to its market access obligations to American dairy farmers. There has been no improvement in Canada's TRQ administration despite the Trade Representative's continued engagement. The senators wrote, quote, "To bring Canada into compliance with its commitments to U.S. dairy producers, we urge U.S. Trade Representative to move forward with a second dispute settlement case to implement USMCA's dairy provisions fully and properly to increase U.S. dairy market access." North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is one of 25 governors who sent a joint letter to President Joe Biden voicing their opposition to a new rule regarding the Clean Water Act and the revised definition of waters of the U.S. The WOTUS definition has been under scrutiny for nearly 20 years, and your administration's rule only further complicates the efforts to create certainty under the Clean Water Act for rural communities. And the governors say in the letter the problem only exacerbated by the pending Supreme Court ruling. Well, it's no yoke. It's no joke either. What are the chances retail egg prices will decline this year?
Our forecasting model suggests that we will see a 27.3% price increase for eggs.
On top of last year's increase, USDA economist Matt McLaughlin says he knows that 27% forecast sounds radical, but with bird flu still causing losses across the country.
I don't think that this number is out of bounds.
He says he doesn't see egg prices going down this year.
Unless we see influenza disappear or a very good remedy comes into place.
We will continue to see shell shock on the price of eggs as we go to the grocery store. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr, coming back taking a look at the Farm Bill next.